Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. If this is the first time you've joined one of these meetings as an observer, welcome. This is a meeting of the Maine Climate Council, and we're thrilled to have you observing with us. As sort of panelists on the screen, you'll see members of the Maine Climate Council and some key staff and folks that are helping out. My name's David Plum, if you don't know, just helping to facilitate these meetings and let them run smoothly. We do these over Zoom. If you're having any internet problems, as always, I recommend you switch to phone audio on Zoom. It's pretty easy to do down by the mute button. It's a great way to have uninterrupted audio if you're having some internet challenges today. Okay, with that, I'll turn it over to the co-chairs of the Maine Climate Council, Hannah Pingree and Melanie from the DEP. And Hannah, please, and Melanie, take it away.
All right, great. Well, I'll be quick, but I just thank everyone for being here. I know we continue to send you longer and longer documents to review prior to these meetings. So thanks everyone for your attention and sticking with this. So I know you're all paying close attention, but we're now in the sort of less than last month of work on this climate action plan. I think our goal is to have it completed by November 12th, so we all can weigh in on the final plan on that day, so we have the time to get it edited and ready for December 1 release. So just again, thank you all for paying close attention. I would say, I think now we have spent some time in the details and we will continue to be in some of the details, but it's also important to pull back and start thinking about the big picture. The narrative, are we highlighting the priorities? And I think the thing that we will spend a little extra time on today is thinking about the metrics and outcomes. I think we've all sort of gone back and forth. You know, we are not the legislature, we're not the governor, we're not state agencies. While some of us work for some of those people or they run those agencies, our job as a climate council is to really make a clear plan that we feel is actionable, and we see a sense of how those actions will occur and how we'll figure out how to make sure there's accountability for those actions. Because I think ultimately achieving climate action goals, especially the emission reduction goals, that really is our charge. So our agenda today has four components. We're gonna spend some time with Sarah and some other staff just walking through the parts of the plan that have been sort of updated, things that have been added. We've put them even in red, especially to make sure that you knew that they were new things. So you really have a sense of all that is being added to this plan. I think all those items were discussed in prior meetings, but we really want to make it clear what's in this plan. And I know it's a lot to read all at once. So hopefully that was helpful. We're going to spend more time today on really digging in a little deeper on the resilience and adaptation actions. When we did the survey, there was sort of a lot of questions, sort of the majority of you wanted to really dig into the mitigation things and make sure that we were going far enough. But I think clearly resilience, adaptation, and also sequestration is, you know, it's half this plan. So we want to spend some extra time really making sure that people understand what's in there, that they kind of understand that kind of highlight priorities. So we'll spend some time in discussion on those. I know a lot of you tuned in yesterday for the clean energy economy summary, which Melissa from the Governor's Energy Office and Dan Burgess did a great job going through. But for those of you who missed it, we're gonna do just a quick review of that and talk about the components of that that we're proposing that we put into this climate action plan. And definitely want to hear your feedback on that. The last thing that, again, I sort of started off with is, you know, a lot of you have been asking and had incredibly helpful recommendations around implementation. Because I think a plan is great. We can all sort of say, you know, we want to take action on climate, but how do we actually make sure these things happen? That's key. So we're going to talk about implementation, which for us, you know, that chart, that kind of unbelievable chart Sarah is working on, is in there. the funding sort of recap. We had a good discussion on that, but want to really go over that again, and then thinking about the outcomes and metrics. So we're going to do a quick review of that and then talk about implementation. So that's really our agenda today. We have, again, a lot of, I'd say, significant meat, trying to kind of move us forward to a final agreement, but hopefully folks will be honest and tell us what they think. I will say the one thing that we have been, I don't want to say struggling with, but going back and forth, we've been continuing to work with Synapse on the modeling. And the modeling is sort of on the mitigation side. It is what actions do we put together that will add up to the 2030 45% emission reduction. And I think all of the working groups did a great job of coming up with those priority actions, but when we put them together, they don't all add up in the right way. So we, sort of a core team, has been continuing to work with Synapse. Those numbers will inform some of the outcomes, like how many heat pumps does Efficiency Maine have to get installed? You know, we've sort of had a difference in, are we going with heavy VMT or EV implementation or both? And how those different things play out. So I just want to be very clear and honest with everybody. I think that's a really important discussion for the Climate Council to understand and know what inputs are going into the reduction, because I think it's really the basis of the whole mitigation side of the plan. But the sort of the fact that it's taken longer than we had hoped is leading us to want to schedule one more climate meeting. We're thinking tentatively of November 2nd, just a couple hour meeting that day, to walk people through the final modeling and get your feedback on what's what that means for the climate action plan. Again, there's no sort of major departures from the direction that we've been moving in, but the specific details are important. And so I think if folks are up for that, we do want to add that, because I think it's an important kind of element of really making sure this is all doable. So with that, I'm just going to pass it off to Acting Commissioner Loizam and or Melanie, as we call her, because it's the other one's a mouthful. And again, thanks again for all being here and continuing to bear with what is a important process, and we are nearly at the end. So, Melanie.
Thanks, Hannah. Good morning, everyone. I would like to echo my appreciation to you all for the time and commitment you've made to this. As Hannah said, I know there's been a lot of material, and a huge kudos to the team over in Hannah's shop that's been doing all this work, and to David and his team. It's a big lift on the back end. And also, you all have been so impressive in the input that you've provided and the way that you've been working constructively to tackle these issues. As you can see from the implementation chart, you know, I say it every time, but our work isn't going to end when this plan is done. There's a lot of policy development and decisions still to be made in the future. And appreciate you all being committed to participate in that process as well. This plan is going to be incredibly important for putting forward strong policy signals that are going to help to inform all of those processes. So we don't have to figure out all the answers, all the details now, but those signals are going to be the thing that's going to help drive how this moves forward into the next several years. So thank you all very much, and looking forward to the conversation today.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Melanie. So let's dive into it. And just as we get going, Sarah Curran's going to present an overview of that report, just the highlights of what's new. I know it just got sent out 2 days ago. I know that some of you've read it because you've contacted us. Some of you perhaps have skimmed it. Let me just, Cassidy, if you could quick throw up that agenda slide one more time so that we can reinforce what Hannah had said. This is what we're doing today, folks. And so Sarah's going to give us this detailed, look of the new detailed outline, which is frankly a rough version of the draft report. Then we're going to spend an hour on resilience and adaptation pieces. We'll take a break at 10:30, come back. We'll do the 10-minute version of the Clean Energy Economy Report, not the hour-long version that many of you participated in yesterday. And then we're going to have that implementation discussion, which has a number of very interesting pieces in it, including this this piece around outcomes and metrics and what that means. Okay, so that's what we're doing. Let me turn it over to Sarah to walk us through the highlights of this report that came to your...